Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, HBO's Barry wraps up its first season this weekend. The show stars Bill Hader as a hitman trying to turn over a new leaf as an actor in Los Angeles. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans is a fan, so am I. Eric, great to have you.
Yeah, good to be here.
And you've called Barry the best new comedy of the year. What do you think makes Hader's performance as the title character so compelling for you?
Well, what's interesting to me about this is that, number one, like, Bill Hader is the star, and he's also well-known as a mimic and well-known as a comedic actor, but he's largely the straight man in this comedy. And the rest of the characters are kind of zany and crazy around him, and the comedy comes from how he reacts to them and how they react to him and how they misunderstand him in many key parts. And this sounds like the type of show that you would think that you've seen before, but this is a very different story. He's trying to be part of the LA theater scene, which is very kind of marginal. And what Bill Hader said, I saw him talk about this in Los Angeles, and basically what he said was, what if the thing that you were really great at is the thing that's killing your soul? And the thing that you want to do is something that you're terrible at. And so this is what we see play out with Barry, where he's an amazing, almost a savant of an assassin, but it is literally curdling his soul. And then he tracks a mark, someone he's supposed to kill, into an acting class, and he suddenly decides this is something he wants to do, but he's so closed off from his emotions that he's terrible at it. And so they play with that a lot, especially in the early parts of the show.
Well, and some of the biggest laughs come from Henry Winkler, who plays Gene Cousineau. That's the actor teacher of this class you're talking about. Here he is doling out some advice to Barry.
Life is about taking a risk, making the unsafe choice.
Okay. All right, here's a little story just to illustrate. I once auditioned for the guy that robbed the house on Full House, and I carried a loaded Beretta with me into the audition just to feel the weight of it.
Wow. Did you get the part?
Oh, they freaked out.
I remember another moment when he said that in order to feel sad, he would think back to when Princess Diana died. I don't know why I thought that was so funny, but tell us more about this cast.
Well, once again, we're sort of reminded about how good Henry Winkler is. You know, people who only know him as the Fonz on Happy Days, you know, are missing the boat. This is a great comedic actor. And, you know, he plays one of the most over-the-top characters, this guy who is kind of a schlub everywhere in real life. You know, he can't even get these bit parts on these TV shows, but in this acting class, he is the king. And he also has this wonderful romance with a police detective who winds up looking into the eventual murder of the guy that Barry tracks into the acting class. And she's played by Paula Newsome. And they have this unusual romance that kind of blossoms over the length of the show. And it's great to see a middle-aged black female character get to be sexual on TV when she's not in a Shonda Rhimes show, right? So, and then finally, we have these great characters, these gangsters that he deals with, especially this character named Noho Hank, who is played by Anthony Carrigan. He's a not-so-bright Chechen gangster, and he hires Barry for a job, and then later, when Barry hesitates to kill the guy, he tries to kill the guy and also tries to kill Barry, and then they wind up having an argument about it. Let's check out that clip.
I'm quite a bit angry. But I'm going to put that aside for now, because rage is counterproductive, yes? And I know, if the situation were reversed, I probably would have done the same thing you did.
You did do what I did. You tried to kill me.
Okay, well, now we're getting a little he said, she said.
The Chechens are the best in this show. I love them.
And then, you know, later or earlier, you know, when he tried to get Barry to close his deal and kill somebody, don't kill him until we have a bullet delivered to the guy through DHL. And I have a little app to track when he's going to get it. Just like these are the dumbest criminals around, but they're also great comic foils. But the show, you know, takes a turn toward getting more serious as it plays out. And that's good because they've prepared us by letting us get to know these characters in an environment where things are lighter so that when it takes a darker turn and Barry does some pretty extreme things to protect his secret, we're still invested in the characters, especially him. And in a way, we're almost rooting for him as he does these really awful things to try to keep his secret. They've really thought out this series.
It's a great show to watch. And again, it ends this weekend. And people, if they haven't even started watching it, maybe they can go back and watch it from the beginning. It's a lot of fun. But Barry's ending. There's another show that's debuting. And just in the minute we have left, I would love to ask you about that. That's Showtime's Patrick Melrose. It's based on a series of novels, and it features Benedict Cumberbatch as a traumatized aristocrat. What do you make of this show and its depiction of the idle rich?
Yeah, so the novels, the series of novels that this is based on were kind of a literary sensation. And so it was a big deal that Benedict Cumberbatch decided to do a TV show where he plays this character, this son of wealth who was abused by his father and dealt with horrible addictions because of it, but tries to come out of it and build a life for himself. It's very well done, and it's a very pointed commentary on the hazards of inherited wealth, which is kind of important since we're living in the age of Trump, and our president is also an example of someone who inherited a lot of wealth.
So another show to add to the list, Eric, that just keeps growing of great shows to watch, NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Thanks as always.
Thank you.